Hawley continued their good run, this time at Effingham in Fuller's Division 1. The hosts were held to 201 for 6, with 2 wickets each for Charlie Robbins and Trevor Stevens. And in reply, Richard Waddington top scored with 64 not out. Jonathan Barnett was 54 not out. And Sam Renfrew made 40 as Hawley cruised home by 7 wickets inside 37 overs at 205 for 3. Hawley 2s only managed 195 for 7 on a batting day. Andrew Thomas 76, Salim Nadir 59 not out, and in spite of Darren Croft's 3 for 75, Wallingham 2s got the runs in the 37th over for a 7 wickets win. Hawley under 14s are East Surrey Colts League champions with one game to go thanks to a 61 runs win against Merstham, who then turned the tables with a 3 runs win in the League Cup semi-final. Hawley under 13s hammered Chipstead by 10 wickets, the under 12s went down at Newdigate by 8 wickets, and the under 10s won their League Cup pairs semi-final against Capel by 74 runs. In the Sussex Premiership, East Grinstead could only muster 195 in response to Horsham's weighty 324 for 5, while East Grinstead 2s held Division 3 East leaders Burgess Hill to a below-par 175, but still lost by 98 runs as Hillquick's Dan Strange, 6 for 49, and George Willetts, 4 for 21, blasted the visitors home. Elsewhere in Sussex, leaders Roffey were back to winning ways against Middleton, who made 233, before Ben Menenti, 50, Rohit Jagota, 86, not out, and Gibran Khan 100 not out got Roffey home by 8 wickets in 43 overs. And Ifield were all out for 153 at Hastings and St Leonard's, chasing 240 for 9 declared. In Sussex Division 2, Three Bridges stay top, having declared on 269 for 7 at Billingshurst. David Wynn made 95, and they bowled their hosts out for 154. In Division 3 East, Crawley Eagles 255 for 7 declared swamped Bexhill 2s, who were 86 all out. And in West Division 4, Crawley clung on for the draw at 168 for 8 in reply to Littlehampton's 188 for 8 declared. Promoted from the second 11 to open for Tadworth in Surrey Downs 1, Matt Buzzacott carried his bat for 82 not out in a below par total of 152, and Capel got the winning runs at 156 for 4 for a 6 wickets win. Against Merrow, Merstham made it 4 wins out of 5 in the Surrey Championship Division 5 in spite of making only 156 batting first. Jason Kite made 26 and Robin Hardman returning to Merstham colours 52. Azim Jaffrey 2 for 49 and Noman Javed 3 for 25 delivered with the ball before Humayun Nazir 3 for 25 and Mohammed Wakas 2 for 21 cleaned up Merrow for 136. The second team chased down bottom placed Cobham Avorians 248 for 6 declared, Jason Druitt 61, Aram Ali 32 and Damien Shaquille 82 not out off 55 balls with 10 fours and 4 sixes, seeing the Magics home. Football badly affected Merstham 3s and 4s, both Merstham and Chipstead 3s only fielded 9 men, Merstham making 149, Chipstead knocking off the runs inside 20 overs and the 4s went down at Old Wimbledonians. With their second team's match cancelled by the opposition owing to football commitments, Outward Firsts steamrolled Item to consolidate their lead in KCVL Division 2. Outward 262 for 3, Mark Lane 100 not out, Henry van der Valk 53, Ashley Middleton 65, Item were 1-4-2 all out, Will Blees 3-4-23. In the Surrey Slam, the Outlaws reached the regional semi-final by just 4 runs. Outward Outlaws 150 for 9 in 20 overs, Mark Lane 35 not out. Linkfield Lancers 146 for 9 in 20 overs. Ben Cleaver 4 for 18. Reigate Priory overwhelmed Cranley by 7 wickets to stay top of the Surrey Premiership. Luke Bevan opened the bowling and took 4 for 83, and his spin twin Michael Munday had 4 for 74 as Cranley subsided to 218. Chris Murta 82 and Andy Delmont 86 not out got the Llamas home inside 40 overs. If you'd like your club results, reports and news on the airwaves of Suzy 103.4, please email them to me, david.jay, spelt J-A-Y, at suzyradio.com.